Be Simply. This is she, and I want to thank you for connecting with the Giving Tree. It is that moment in space where we are connecting to the procession into the new moon in the year by Gregorian count of 2014 and by Tibetan account 2140. I'll have to look up Chinese account. What is fascinating when we look at this, or at least for me, is that we are spiraling through space, and whoever started to count when, it varies. So the one beautiful thing that we can do is we can connect the moon and the cycles, and this is what has happened many times over in many civilizations, is that we get an indicator by two things: the moon, where it is in its phase, lunar phases, and the sun, based on how long or short our days are, and where it's located in the sky during its sunrise moment to sunset. So these are our indicators, because otherwise, if we didn't have them, we would just be in this continuous state, and certain places on the planet are like that at certain times of year, where if you're really far north or south, where you might be completely in light or completely in darkness during certain times of year, just because of the position of where that landmass is in relationship to the sun that's in space. So as we connect to this procession, no matter when you decide to listen to this segment, is today we're going to talk about bringing balance to giving and receiving. And it's really fascinating. It's been a fascinating journey for myself in giving, because naturally all my life I have loved to give. It's been something that gives me joy. However, over time I realized that I could refine that skill and do that mindfully. Right now, when we have so many options and so many places to give, in every moment, from how we consume to where we spend to where we support social change on this planet, it takes a lot of diligence and investigation and education, if we so do choose, to decide where we want to place that energy. So in the simple act of giving, we can start to exercise that muscle just with ourselves by bringing it into balance, by thinking of that giving and receiving. And you could play along with the moon a little bit and connect with what's going on with the moon. What was fascinating is on Saturday to Sunday, we hit that three-quarter mark. And now definitely can feel the difference with the moon. It was like as if we were getting this last little blast of energy. And then now can feel as we proceed into this new moon that it's a time potentially to be a little bit more still, mindful, not get too jolted, because we're going to be going through another transition. So you could play around with the full moon to the new moon and see maybe when the moon is dark going to light, that's a time of reception. Are you willing to receive during that time between the apogee and the perigee? And then as you go towards that charge, that full moon, are you ready to ignite and give your charge to whatever you might be cultivating or doing in a given month? Play around with it. See what happens. Or maybe it's reverse for you. See where your flow and your rhythm is, and you might start to notice how it affects your life around you, what you do for work, what you do for your family and friends and community. And then you might start to connect to the earth and how this is really important for agricultural cycles and how the farmers use this to plan many things. As we go into the Tibetan New Year, which is based on this lunar, quote-unquote, calendar, they look at the moon and they go through these cycles that follow the moon, yet they'll still parallel with the Gregorian count, since that's what we're following here right now on planet Earth. So as we go through those cycles, it's a great opportunity to feel into it and see what that moon is doing. What I find most fascinating is when you follow the moon cycle, then you'll see that, you know, for example, in this year, to 2000, 2141 to 2142, we will start on March 1st, and then by Gregorian count, and then we'll end on February 18th, and so of next year on Gregorian count. So you can see the spiral and how that flows and where it goes from one to next, but they'll go through those 13 cycles to that 13th moon and then start over again. So imagine us having this ebb and flow, that giving and receiving. I want you to think about for a moment how you like to give and receive in your daily life. What we're going to do is we're going to finish out the song by this group I found called The Men, which I love because we're talking about the moon and we need to celebrate the men too. It's called Open the Door. We're going to hear two of their songs during this segment. And the fun thing I love about this is because they had one album that appears from their fan base that was really celebrated, more of a punk guitar, a little bit of a metal feel. And then this is totally different, and that just reminds me of the yin and the yang and how important it is, and sometimes we need to express ourselves both ways. So as you listen to Open the Door, think about that concept, how you like to give and receive. Do you mindfully open a door for someone? And when someone opens a door for you, are you mindful enough to receive that? When someone says thank you, do you honor them with a you're welcome? These simple acts of giving and receiving can get us back into balance with that energy field and understand that we are each individual, are self-led and in charge of self, and we can decide how we want to approach every situation if we so do choose. So sit back, just connect, think about that door opening and how you would like to receive the door being opened for you, or how you would like to open the door for someone else, and imagine what's on the other side when you do this. When we come back, we'll dive a little bit deeper into giving. We'll connect to the energy of wood that is coming upon us and the motion of the wind.
Thank you.
That was the men, open the door. And as you connect to that, I hope that in that moment you were able to visualize and think about how you would like to, one, potentially bring yourself into balance with giving and receiving. And if you take time to do that on a daily basis, it's so easy, especially in these post-industrial capitalist modern societies, for us all to be rushing around and just to forget to stop and take a moment to see, really, what are we doing? How do we want to do this? It doesn't mean that you don't stop creating and doing all the amazing things that you're doing, but we can do it more mindfully if we so do choose. So as we're entering this period of the new moon, and again, it really felt like we hit that quarter mark, so that between the perigee and the apogee, it was kind of encapsulated, and now we're going into this cup, this beautiful magic cup time, where we can start to receive and receive all the information by the time we reach the new moon, and then proceed back into that yang moment. So play around with it. You have this week through the weekend. We're going into a new year, and it's a very auspicious new year by Tibetan account, the year of the horse. Every 12 years, this is a time when there's pilgrimage that goes back into Tibet, which is really exciting to imagine what that means, and that it's been held for so many years and tracked. So as I mentioned, in every different culture, we have different perceptions and records of what occurred and the count, the calendar. So we've seen many come to pass in this past couple years, and then just this year it's been fun for myself to celebrate all these new years. And the one new year that you can really always celebrate is your birthday, because that you have really great knowledge of, at least your mother does, and you were there, and then you can celebrate every new year. So we can take this procession with all these different cultures, and where you feel inspired or you have a deep connection to, you can celebrate there. You're not required to celebrate just the Gregorian calendar, or you're not even required to acknowledge it if you don't want to. So as we move into this element of the wood is springtime, and this Tibetan calendar, the wood horse, is what's the element that will be significant this year. And this calendar began with a connection to the Chinese calendar 2,141 years ago. So when that occurs in Chinese, the medicine, the science, there's the five elements, similar to in Ayurveda and pre-Ayurveda, where they acknowledge the five elements. It's just broken down differently. So these wood element is an element that influences us, and we can note this in springtime. Again, a lot of wind governs this, and this is that time of renewal and a period where we typically want to cleanse and clear things out. If you're inspired to do this, listen to your instinct and do that, because it's clearing that slate. Again, if we think about this moon cycle, if you start to clear the energy, then you're creating that blank slate for when you're ready to take action, or when you're fully engaged in your action and you can be in this flow. So as we move to this new moon, really, if you're inspired, just think about that giving and receiving and how you can bring balance to it in every aspect of your life, from monetary to food consumption to emotional engagement with one another. How can you feel that and play with it? So what I wanted to shine a light on today as we connect to this concept is Acro Yoga. Acro Yoga is a practice of doing acrobatics with the principles of yoga, and it's a lot of fun to do partner yoga and also to get on the slack line and practice your balance. So this is another way that we can engage giving and receiving with ourselves, by finding our balance, finding our agility, and seeing where we stand. One thing that people might observe as we go through the cycle of life, as it occurs right now here on planet Earth, is that as you age, you potentially lose that ability to balance as well. So rather than take it for granted, why not play around with it and keep exercising that ability with your body to balance and move it? This is why yoga is so such an amazing practice for all of your life cycles, because it can increase your ability to balance, it can increase your strength, your ability to stretch, and if you're an athlete, it increases your endurance to perform. Because of what it's doing, it's bringing yourself back into alignment, especially if you've gotten out of alignment, if you're doing any intensive training. So if you're inspired, check out Acro Yoga. You can see they have workshops all over the world. They oftentimes are at festivals, different things like that, and this is a way to experience joy, happiness, and keep yourself in balance, and then play with that giving and receiving. You can do this by practicing and learning how to do a simple handstand, or playing around with your kids if you have some, or finding some friends' kids to play with, and see the joy that is exuded when you do this. What we're going to do right now is just reflect a little bit further on the element of wood and how this can be something to consider as we move into the springtime and as we move into this new element by the Tibetan/Chinese account. So wood governs the liver. So if you have a sensitivity to this region of the body, this is a really important time for you to pay attention to it, and also to potentially think about cleansing, clearing your body, especially if you overindulged in the winter, to allow yourself to clear that out. And if you didn't, think about still just slowly entering the new season with clean, crisp, clear foods, and then think about bringing things into harmony. In addition, that's the yin is the liver, the yang is the gallbladder. The sense organ is sight, and visually this time of year in the springtime, there's so many amazing colors, the trees, the flowers, all these beautiful things that are popping out to get your attention. And the emotion for here is anger and impatience. So notice this, and that's that yang energy coming off the earth, ready, the little buds ready to pop out of the earth, the buds on the trees. That notice if you're feeling irritable or volatile, and if that's coming out, allow it to do so, but do it in a mindful manner. And it's okay to experience a little frustration or anger. Allow it to be revealing to you and take responsibility for it. So if all of a sudden you feel it, then be honest with it. You don't have to pretend to just be happy if you're not. That's not truthful or integral. So if you're feeling upset, then allow yourself to be so. If you unexpectedly erupt like a volcano, take ownership for it, and apology and humility is a beautiful tool to let people know, oh, I'm so sorry, I did not mean to come across that way, I apologize. So from there, think about that emotion as we move into this, and then the beautiful thing that can happen is as you're releasing, you can welcome in patience with yourself and others. And you can also welcome in the wind this time of year to lift that energy off and move it to the next. What's occurring right now is birth. We're seeding something. We're going into that new phase and potentially planting seeds and seeing what happens. Really a great time with that potential opportunity to practice patience, to bring the heart energy in and welcome in that love, that gratitude, that immense feeling for others. The orientation during this time of year is the east, meaning the birth, the new, and the grain that you might want to connect to are oats, a nice porridge in the morning, a nice wheat. I really hope that we can resurrect our wheat on this planet and think about where you can get that from and commune with these grains and welcome them back into our lives. So if you play around with it a little bit, this is just a simple way to start thinking, okay, this element's coming in, this is how I might want to relate to it, how can I bring harmony both to the yin and yang energy within my life, and where do I want to go with it, and how can I nourish this element of my body as we go through this phase. And as you move through the year, there's going to be different times that are easy for you, and then there might be other times where you're more vulnerable. As you become attuned to that giving and receiving, you'll know where you might want to receive, where you might want to be proactive before you enter that season to prepare yourself so that you can go through with flying colors and enjoy. So we're going to exit out with the yang of the men, which is open your heart. You can connect to this segment, see how it inspires you. Think about opening that door for yourself and others, receiving that open door for yourself and others, and how you would like to open your heart to every situation. Until next time, this is She signing out with a deep bow, a full heart, a big smile, and a namaste.